The city of Montpelier was in the news recently for sewage overflows into the Winooski River, but the overflows were only news to the public. City and state officials, that is, knew for years that Montpelier was dumping sewage, but the city did not provide public notice when the spills occurred. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has the story.
In a report filed at the end of 2013, Montpelier told regulators at the Department of Environmental Conservation that the city's sewage system overflowed 40 times that year. But the public website that shows when and where sewage spills happened in Vermont shows just one overflow in Montpelier for 2013, plus two other spills. So what happened?
There were events. I don't know about reporting actual events. Like I said, we don't have good data on that, and I don't know what was reported.
He says that before this year, the city wasn't required to notify the public when sewage flowed from its pipes into the Winooski River. New legislation known as Act 86 passed this year and requires public notification within hours of a sewage spill or overflow.
Which is good for giving notice to the public that we do have contamination that has entered the rivers.
But Montpelier has been under state enforcement orders since at least 2008 that require the city to give public notice whenever sewage overflows from the city's system. There's no evidence the city ever complied, and state officials say they don't know if local officials made an effort to inform the public about the potential health hazards. Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Schurin says that kind of information gap is exactly why this year's law was needed.
Act 86 really provides information, consistent information to the public for the first time, and I'm sure is raising questions for the public about why is this happening.
And Schurin says that public dialogue is a good thing.
It is an opportunity for those questions to turn into action and investment at the municipal level.
And lots of investment is needed. The state has been working to eliminate sewage systems that also collect stormwater since the early 1990s, and municipalities have spent millions of dollars trying to come into compliance with the state's standards. But there are still millions of dollars of investments needed, and Schurin said she hopes the increased public awareness will help the state answer an important question.
How are we going to have the conversations at the municipal level, and the state will obviously use its regulatory authority as well, but how are we going to have the right conversations at the municipal level and get the investments that we need in these communities to deal with this problem?
In the meantime, Schurin says Vermonters can rest assured that if there is sewage in the water, they'll hear about it. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.